Seventh game for the right to move on, and it's 4-2 Montreal, but it was 4-0 at one point. Obviously, the Penguins got a power play to start the third period. That'll be huge. Just go back to the last 10 seconds.
All right, watch Jack Martin, what he does on the faceoff. You're going to have to watch this very closely. Most defensemen would be up on right beside Subban. You see that? But he puts him back there because he has confidence in Pantanis. Watch this here. Back, out down the ice. Everybody else would have had that defenseman up there, 4-on-3, because now you can get out in front. Jack Martin did a good job, and Kirk Bonner.
So this is the 4-1 goal. It obviously sends a little shockwave through what looked like a route for the Montreal Canadiens. It's just a bad break. Can't get on the referee, but goes right off a ref, right to a player, Kunitz. And I thought the Habs looked like they were composed, and they didn't get after the ref.
You see them all look at the ref. Yeah. Okay, that's yours. Here's mine. How Hamrelik could do this. They're kickity-poo. They're home. Subban is going to pick up the puck. He's got it all met, and he pulls him down. That's all they needed. A little penalty like that. I know little penalties at the right time. There was absolutely no excuse for that penalty right there. Subban had it. That's the turning point of the game. So far, everything's going good, but they were dead in the water till that penalty.
You were saying too, Graves. You didn't blame Hamrelik for it wasn't a flamingo, but he didn't block the shot, but he didn't have a stick.
Didn't have a stick going out, so you don't have a stick. You sort of get kind of lost a little, but he should have gone down a little something like that. Stall in front, unbelievable.
He's having to play a ton as Hamrelik, and Hal Gill is 15 minutes. It's incredible.
Watch what Hal Gill, the Wayne Cashman, our captain, used to do this. Watch what he does. He goes to line, he's taking off a piece of tape, and he's telling him something, too, now, and he does it at the end. I think we got a close-up, but he's letting, well, I'm not saying he's letting on, but he's taking the tape off. That's what Wayne Cashman used to do all the time. If he wanted to give a referee heck, referees do not mind, and you know more than anybody, they don't mind getting heck as long as you don't embarrass them. If you're just, you know what I mean? You can say anything you want to as long as you don't embarrass them.
Remember when the guy threw out Roger Clemens? Thinking here, I think it was the umpire, because it was everybody in the park knew
what was happening. Well, Roger Clemens had wanted to get thrown out. Who's kidding? Who?
Travis Moneau praised him in the last two shows, and he got the goal that looked like it was.
Here's the guy. This is the guy you should win with. These here grinders and bangers, boy. These guys are always around. And that's the guy you have to get with. The grinders and bangers are the guys you win with in the playoffs. Not the sweethearts. Look at that. Takes a hit to get the goal. Perfect. Now, you know, my buddy Shane O'Brien really got it in the papers on TV and everybody for pinching on that first goal. And all I heard about, and it wasn't his fault at all. You'll see him coming in. He comes in there, and everybody, he's in there. The guys covering up for him was their fault. You have to pitch like that when you're at home. When you're at home, you can do that. On the road, you back out. Now you got Rosen, Shane O'Brien for saying, you have to. Now watch Pantanis. He sees Bergeron going in. No, that's good. All right, I'm like Kelly now. And watch now. Watch how he comes out. He reads the play. He goes back, and he plays defense like the other guys should have. They wouldn't have had that goal. Now watch. He gets the puck here, and he gets the puck out. If you're going to play defense, that's the way you have to play. If you have defensemen pulling out all the time, you're dead. Played it right. Shane O'Brien wasn't his fault.
I'm just looking at your jacket. I know. We weren't going to waste you. I'm just coach's corner tonight with that one. All right, here's Elliot Friedman with Travis Moore.